在42年前呢，我的父母收到了一个从朋友打来的电话。
They had been missionaries in India when I was a boy.
因为在那个时候，我的父母是在印度做宣教士。
But when they brought me back to Canada to go to university, the Indian government would not allow them to return.
可是当他们带我回到加拿大来读大学的时候呢，那个印度的政府就不允许他们再回去了。
India was where my parents felt they were going to spend their life.
那印度呢，是我父母认为他们会终生待在的地方。
And so this was a big shock to them.
所以对他们来说，这是一个非常震惊的事情，因为他们没有办法再回到印度去。
They wondered what God was calling them to do.
所以他们就很疑惑，说神呼召他们要做什么现在。
And for several years, nothing was clear.
可是他们等了好几年都没有从神而来的非常清晰的呼召。
But my father had this phone call.
但是我爸爸却接到了一个电话。
From a friend named Fred.
然后这个朋友叫 Fred.
And Fred had a son named Gordy.
Fred, son named Gordy.
Fred had a son named Gordy.
那 Fred 有一个儿子名叫 Gordy.
Gordy had many disabilities.
那 Gordy 是一个残疾人。
And when he was a little boy, he would go to the church and go to the Sunday school with the other children.
那当他小时候呢，他可以到教会里，然后也可以参加儿童主日学。
But when he grew to be a man,
可是当他长大的时候，
he no longer wanted to go to church.
他却不想再去教会了。
He wouldn't go into the bank.
他甚至不能够去银行。
There were many places that he did not want to go anymore.
其实在公众场合有很多地方他都不太想去了。
Because Gordy could see the faces of the people.
因为他可以看到别人的脸的对他的反应。
And those faces were not kind to him.
因为大家对他的脸色都是冷漠的。
The people were unhappy when Gordy made noises during the songs. When Gordy doesn't know how to sing, he can hardly speak any words.But he wanted to worship God too.
因为在教会里面，当那 Gordy 可能会发出一些噪音的时候，会引起别人的不满，所以就导致 Gordy 就不会再想要去敬拜神。
People would turn around.
因为人们就会扭过去看他。
Give him a bad look.
然后就很生气的看着 Gordy.
He didn't want to go there anymore.
所以 Gordy 就不愿意再来教会了。
His father said to my dad, "Have you ever thought about working with people like my son?"
所以呢，他就对我父亲说：“你有没有想过愿意去服侍像我儿子这样的人？”
Almost immediately, my mother and father knew this was what they were waiting for.
然后就在那个时刻，我的父母就知道这就是他们一直在等待的事工。
This was what God had prepared for them.
因为神已经预备了他们。
Now Nancy's going to read you a chapter from or a story from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14.
那我现在会读《路加福音》14章15节到24节，请听神的话语。同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：‘请来吧，样样都齐备了。’”众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”又有一个说：“我买了5对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。”又有一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”那仆人回来，把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去，到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的宴席。”
谢谢。A parable similar to some other ones that Jesus told.
那这就是耶稣所告诉的一个比喻。
And I want us to think for a moment about the people, the characters in this parable.
那我希望大家可以花一点时间来思考一下这个比喻中的人物。
Who is this king, this rich man who is preparing a feast?
那谁是那个准备宴席的人呢？谁是这个国王呢？是，请问是谁？
Jesus.
是。
Don't we think this is God's?
是神。
God's invitation.
这是神的邀请。
And who are the people who have been invited and refuse to come?
那谁是那些被邀请但却拒绝进入宴席的人呢？大家猜猜看是谁？想想看是谁？
Everybody was not here this morning.
那就是今天早上没来这里的人。
Outside in the city of Vancouver, there are so many people.
其实在我们大温地区有太多这样的人，现在街上。
Who never respond? Who don't respond to that invitation?
他们从来不回应神对他们的邀请。
Who are the people who invite the guests to come?
那谁是做邀请的那个人呢？谁是做邀请的那个人呢？
That's us.
啊，那就是我们。
We are the servants. We are the ones who've been given that task of being witnesses of going and making disciples of all nations.
那就是我们，因为耶稣嘱咐我们要去万国万民，为他的门徒施洗。
And who are the disabled guests, the people with disabilities in this crowd?
那谁是这些瞎眼的、瘸腿的、贫穷的、残疾人呢？
Us too.
还是我们。
Now Jesus talks about these two groups of people, one group who have everything, and so they don't think this banquet is important enough for them.
那所以在耶稣他在这里有讨论两群人，那第一群人就是那些他们拥有很多东西，所以他们认为不需要来宴席的人。
And another group who respond gladly.
那还有另外一群人，就是他们很开心的答应了。
Why do the people in this parable who have disabilities, the poor, the homeless, why are they the ones that respond?
为什么在这个比喻中，这些贫穷的、瞎眼的人，他们愿意答应来这个宴席呢？为什么呢？ Why?
Because they have nothing. They
因为他们什么都没有。
They have no place.
他们没有地方。
No one loves them. No one has invited them.
因为没有人爱他们，也在之前也没有任何人邀请他们去宴席。
And so when they hear this invitation, they respond with joy.
所以当他们接受到这个邀请的时候，他们非常非常喜乐地答应了。
When my parents were in India, the people that they were working with responded with joy.
当我的父母在印度宣教的时候，当地人都非常开心地回应耶稣的邀请。
Because to hear that God is love, that God loves them.They had no one told them that before.
因为他们听说神就是爱，神非常的爱他们，这是他们前所未有听到的信息。
This is our good news.
这就是好消息。
And our job is to invite.
那我们所做的工呢，就是去邀请那些人。
This is our brother Robert and his daughter Nana.
那这个是我们的兄弟 Robert 还有他的太太 Nana。
They came to Canada from Taiwan about maybe 6 years ago.
他们七年前从台湾来。
Robert came because his daughter, he hoped she would have a better opportunity here in Canada.
那他来到加拿大是因为他希望他的女儿可以有一个更好的受教育的机会。
Nana has a cerebral palsy. She has a learning disability.
哦，对不起，这个是他的女儿。那 Nana 呢？她有学习障碍。
And Nana became a believer before her father.
那但 Nana 甚至在她父亲之前接受了耶稣。
She became a believer in Taiwan before she came here.
她在台湾就接受了耶稣，在她来加拿大之前。
When they came to Canada, Nana wanted to go to church.
当他们来到加拿大的时候 ，Nana 想要去教会。
Her father was not so is not so important to him, but he was glad to help his daughter.
那他爸爸可能不会太想要去，但是他愿意帮助他女儿去教会。
But church after church that they visited did not welcome Nana.
可是他们拜访了很多教会，却没有一个真的愿意接纳娜娜的。
Sometimes they would ask her to sit outside in the lobby.
因为甚至有些教会会让娜娜坐在教会的外面，坐在走廊上，而不是坐在大堂里面。
This is only 5 or 6 years ago.
其实这事就发生在五六年前。
And the church was not making her welcome.
教会对娜娜并没有很友善，没有愿意欢迎她来。
Her father was angry.
所以她爸爸非常的生气。
How could the church do this to my daughter?
为什么教会对我女儿这样？
And he's right.
他是对的。
The church should not ever reject anyone. We should be welcoming, inviting, loving the people who come.
教会不应该拒绝任何人，我们应该欢迎，我们应该去爱任何一个来教会的人。
The social worker told Robert about Joy Fellowship.
那个社工呢就告诉他爸爸就是我们教会。
And so one day he came to our church.
所以当他来到我们教会的时候。
And they walked in the door.
他们走进门。
And Robert saw all of these people with disabilities there. And he thought, oh boy, this is not a good place for us.
所以当他的爸爸看到我们教会坐满了残疾人的时候他就说不行这不是一个好地方。
He was about to leave, but Nana walked right up to the front.
那他爸爸就想要离开，可是娜娜呢却走到前面。
She sat down in the second pew.
然后他就坐在第二排。
She didn't know anyone.
他不知道任何人。
We began to sing.
但因为我们教会就开始敬拜神。
Nana stood up and began to dance.
然后娜娜就站起来跳舞。
And her father began to cry.
他爸爸就开始哭泣。
He never saw her do that before.
因为他爸爸从来没有看到自己女儿这么开心的跳舞。
And nobody told her to stop.
没有人告诉她。
Nobody gave her angry looks.
没有人用生气的脸去看待娜娜，也没有人去低看娜娜。
We rejoiced with her.
我们却是和娜娜一起开心的来敬拜神。
And Robert knew he had found his home.
那 Robert 就知道他找到这个是对的地方。这也是他女儿的地方，这也是他自己的家。
So 42 years ago,
42年前
my father began this little church.
我的爸爸开始了这个小的教会。
And initially, I think I'll just go through this message. We met in a basement room.
那在那个时候，我们只是在一个地下室聚会。
Many people sitting on the floor.
很多人坐在地上。
Maybe one person with a guitar.
然后有一个人弹吉他。
And we sang.
然后我们就开始敬拜神。
We sang the songs of the Lord.
我们就用歌声来敬拜神。
It was a small group, maybe 10 people with disabilities and 10 young volunteers from the church.
那可能我们这一群中有十个是残疾者，有另外十个可能是年轻的义工来帮忙。
We are weak.But he is strong. You know, Jesus loves me, this I know.
我们是软弱的，但耶稣是刚强的。就像那首歌唱的，我知道耶稣爱我。
And this little group meeting in that basement room.
那这个小组就在地下室这样开始聚会。
Began to grow as people heard the story.
然后有越来越多的人加入他们，当他们听到这样的事情的时候。
After about 10 years, we had to leave that room because with the group was too big and it was not suitable for the people in wheelchairs, just because of safety.
那十年之后，我们就必须要搬离这个地下室，因为那个空间太小，让大家都坐不下。那考虑到安全的原因，我们就要搬到比较大的地方。
So we moved to this Chinese Seventh Day Adventist church on Oak Street.
所以呢，我们就搬到了一个在 Oak 街上的一个中文的教会来租用他们的地方。
Of course, the congregation worships on Saturday.
当然，因为他们的会众是在礼拜六敬拜。
And so we were free to use the church on Sunday.
所以呢，我们就可以礼拜天来免费用这个教会。
If you came in, you would receive a warm welcome.
如果你来到我们教会，在门口就会看到就会感受到非常温暖的欢迎。
Leslie, the lady in the wheelchair, would insist that you sign the guest book.
然后有一个坐在轮椅上的人就会让你去在书上来签字。
And very likely you would receive quite a few hugs.
然后你会接收到很多人对你的拥抱。
Our church is a very hugging kind of place.
因为我们教会是一个拥抱的教会。
We sing a lot of songs.
我们唱很多诗歌。
Because many of our people have mental disabilities, and for them, just talking is not going to be very useful.
那因为我们很多会众就是有智力上的障碍，所以呢，如果只是讲的话呢，可能让他没办法接受，所以我们就唱很多诗歌。
But you know the power of music.
但是你知道音乐的力量。
And as we sing these songs and repeat the choruses, how great thou art.
所以呢，当我们不停地唱神啊，你真伟大的时候。
We pray the Holy Spirit will plant those words in the hearts of the people.
那我们就祷告，求圣灵将这些话真的带入到这些人的心中。
Of course, we read scripture.
当然，我们也读神的话语。
And most of our people are not able to read.
因为我们中很多人都没有办法去读字。
But they love their Bibles.
可是他们非常爱他们的圣经。
Sally.
非常爱。
Does not know how to read.
Sally 是一个女生，她不知道怎么去读。可是她非常的爱，就是走到前来读神的话语。
After she has read her Bible and is walking back to her pew, she is just trembling with happiness.
那每次当她来读完圣经的时候，她整个人都非常非常的兴奋。
She takes very good care of her Bible.
然后她非常小心翼翼地照顾她的圣经。
That's the most important book she owns.
因为这对了，因为圣经对他来说是最重要的一本书。
Nicholas and Eunice are not here. They're, I was hoping they could be here. Nicholas has Down syndrome. He and his mother play clarinet in our worship team.
那 Nicholas 呢？我很希望他今天早上可以在这边跟大家在一起，但是他没有办法过来。他跟他妈妈呢是吹黑管的。
We have a sign language choir.
那我们
that will use sign language as we sing the songs.
那我们也有一个诗班，然后我们一起会用诗歌来敬拜。
Bible studies, 5 Bible studies each week that involve probably more than 75% of our congregation are involved in weekly Bible studies.
那我们每个礼拜会有五次的读经学习，然后呢，每个礼拜大概有超过75%的会众都会来参加我们的圣经学习。
Bible studies for people who can't read, does it make sense?
让这些不能够去认字的人一起学圣经，这样可能吗？
But our people look forward to their Bible studies. That's one of the important times of the week.
但是对于我们的会众来讲，每个礼拜能够来学习读圣经是对他们来说 是最重要的时刻，他们非常的期待。
And it's a testimony to their staff and caregivers that this is important to them.
所以呢，尤其是这些人的见证，对他们来说非常的重要。
And so we have simple stories. We read simple stories and we talk about them and try to apply them to our lives.
那我们可能会读一些很简单的故事，然后我就会尝试把这些故事可以应用到他们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit does His work.
圣灵一直都在动工。
We use drama, skits, plays to tell the story, especially at special times, Easter and Christmas.
那在每年的圣诞节、复活节呢，我们都会用一些戏剧或者一些小的，或者用小品的形式来表演圣经上的故事，让大家更多来学习圣经。
We take teams of our handicapped people to go and visit other hospitals where we'll have Bible studies or church services.
那我也会带领一个小组，然后去一些医院或者去一些其他的机构，然后来教他们一起学习圣经。
Because my father realized that we are called to be.Servants.
因为我爸爸意识到说我们都被呼召去做神的仆人。
That's God's desire for each of us.
这是神对我们每一个人的心意。
And we believe that we grow as disciples as we learn how to serve.
所以直到我们就是一边侍奉，我们才能够学习如何成为神的门徒。
The people that are from our congregation, always people are looking after them. People are always doing things for them.
那以前就是教会的人都是来侍奉他们。
But we want to give them opportunities where they can be the ones who are serving and giving.
但是我也想让我们教会的人给他们机会，让他们去服侍别人。
And these are the kind of places where they can do that.
那这个就是那个地方我们可以去服侍别人的地方。
Our goal is to make disciples.
那我们的目标呢，就是为主做门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us.
那就是像耶稣嘱咐我们的大使命一样，我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵为万人施洗。
Our goal is to bring people to the table of the Lord.
那我们的目标呢，也是把人带到神的台前。
We're all invited to the table of the Lord.
那我们都要那我们都被邀请来到神的台前。
And we don't want to exclude anyone.
我们不想要排斥任何人。
If anyone has a desire to know Jesus and to follow him, they're welcome.
只要有人愿意来认识耶稣，来跟随耶稣，我们就欢迎他来。
This was a recent skit when we were doing the story of Jesus being baptized. And there he is going down into the water. And there he is with the Holy Spirit coming down on him.
那我们就用这个小品的形式来讲述耶稣受洗的故事。那第一张照片就是我们与耶稣同死同埋葬，然后这一张是与耶稣同复活从水里出来。
And at the same camp, Amy, stand up, honey.
Amy, 请站起来。然后 Lori, 请站起来。
Amy and Rosie were baptized at that camp.
然后他们两个就是在这个营会中受洗的。
When did you know you were baptized? They have been waiting for this for more than a year.
他们为了这个洗礼，他们等待这个洗礼，等待了超过一年的时间。
We were watching them to see if we could see.The Holy Spirit at work in their lives.
因为我们要看圣灵是否真的在他们生命里动工。
Rosie, what do you like to do at your house as a witness for the Lord?
Play dinner.
Oh.
When Rosie's people at her house gather for dinner, for the meal.
所以当 Lori 跟他们家人一起在家里吃晚饭的时候，她最喜欢做的事情就是
Rosie gives thanks.
就是为晚餐来祷告，来感谢神。
That was not the custom in that home.
那这就是他们家。
At first they thought it was kind of funny.
因为刚开始他们家人觉得这是一件很好笑的事情。
But now I think they look forward to it and they wait for it and they expect it.
但现在他们家人却非常期待每一天 Lori 可以为这个晚餐来祷告。
We could see that Rosie was an example in her home.
那我们就可以看到 Lori 就是他们家的一个榜样。
And Amy wanted to follow Jesus with all her heart.
那 Amy 就是想要下定决心，然后全心全意的来跟随主耶稣。
Thank you, ladies.
谢谢你们，请坐。
Baptism is one of our objectives, of course.
那当然，受洗对我们来说是一个非常重要的时刻。
And the Lord has continued to bless us.
那神也继续的大大的祝福我们。
And only 2 weeks ago, we moved to another church building.
那两个礼拜前呢，我们搬到一个新的教会。
Because where we had met for 26 years was no longer big enough.
因为那个原来的教会已经待了24年，空间已经不够了。
Now we have come to Trinity Baptist Church on 49th and Granville, where we worship in the afternoon at 1:30 today.
Right. 那我们就搬到了41街加 Gravel 街上，所以我们是下午1:30来敬拜。
And we pray that God will continue to bring the people.
那我们也祷告神可以继续带人到我们教会中间来。
That he wants to invite.
就是那些他愿意去邀请的人可以邀请到我们中间来。
We believe the church is missing some very important people.
因为我们意识到说，其实教会缺乏了一些非常重要的人。
The church is missing some very important gifts.
然后我们教会里也缺乏了一些非常重要的恩赐。
Our churches are pretty good at finding people who are good in the head, who are good students who come to church to learn.
那可能对于我们教会来说呢，我们有很多人都是非常有好的智力，然后愿意来学习，愿意来认识神的话语。
But so often we might come to church to learn information, to learn about God.
但很多时候我们来教会只是来学习那个信息而已，只是来学习关于神的事情。
To learn about the Bible.
只是来学习关于圣经的事情。
When God really wants to transform our hearts.
可是当神真的想要在我们神里动工，想要改变我们的时候。
The greatest commandment is not you shall be able to answer all the questions.
那个大使命并不是说你可以回答所有的问题透过圣经。
The greatest commandment is you shall love the Lord your God.
那个大使命而是你应该爱主你的神。
And you shall love your neighbor.
应该爱人如己。
And I think the people that we have coming every Sunday are the ones who can teach the church what that looks like.
那我可以想象，就是说每个礼拜天来到我们教会的人都可以，就是都是这样去教导。
What looks like to love God?
那究竟怎么样才是去爱神呢？
And what it looks like to love each other?
怎样才可以爱人如己，或者爱人如己看起来究竟是什么样子的呢？
But until the day the church is open and welcoming to people with disabilities, at least we want to be one place they can come.
那直到有一天我们愿意敞开我们的教会去欢迎那些残疾人进来的时候，可能才会真的去体会这一点。
This is Lori Lam. She's over here beside me in the blue.
这个是 Lori.
Lori Lam's mother.Before Lorianne was born, prayed and she said, Lord, I want to give you my daughter, my child as a missionary.
在 Lori 出生之前，她妈妈有对神祷告说，我愿意把我的女儿献给你，做一个宣教士。
Lorianne was born and the doctor told her parents that Lorianne had Down syndrome.
那当 Lori 出生的时候呢，医生就告诉她妈妈说，不好意思，你的小孩是有残疾的。
And that she wouldn't be able to learn.She probably should be just put in a hospital where they could care for her.
所以呢，在那个时候她是没有办法来学习，所以她只能待在医院里。
But Lorianne's mother, Mary, didn't believe that.
可是她的妈妈却不相信。
She decided to look after her daughter and to look after her at home.
所以她妈妈就决定说，还是全心全意的去爱她的女儿，并且待在家里来照顾她的女儿。
Lorianne went to church with her parents to a German language church.
所以呢，她那 Lori 跟她妈妈去一个讲德语的教会。
And she learned the hymns of the church in German.
那她所以就学习所有的诗歌，但是是德语的。
She will still sing some of those German hymns for us today.
所以她今天也会唱些德语的诗歌。
I don't know German, so.
那我不知道德语，所以呀。
But her mother taught her to read.
但是她妈妈开始教导她去读圣经。
And mostly she taught her to read her Bible.
她妈妈就教她去阅读，然后更多时候是用圣经来让她去练习阅读。
Lorianne has quite a few Bibles.
那 Lori 她有很多本圣经其实。
And most of them look like this.
那她的大部分的圣经都看起来像这样。
Lorianne has so many Bibles that are falling apart.
他有很多圣经其实都破了，都裂开了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because she reads them so much.
因为他经常不停地读圣经。
How many Bibles do you have that are falling apart?
你有多少本圣经是这样裂开或者破掉的呢？
Every day she sits on her bed and she reads her Bible.
那每一天当她坐在床上的时候，她就开始读圣经。
Lorianne also likes to draw pictures.
那 Lori 她也很喜欢去画图。
And about 20 years ago, I guess, my co-worker at the time, Joy Gregory, she's on the left, was invited by a pastor in Taiwan to come to Taiwan to teach a class on special needs, working with people who have disabilities.
那在二十多年前呢，我们其中的就是在这个照片的右边的那个人呢，他有被邀请到台湾去去教导那些有残疾的人。
My friend Joy decided to show she would like to go, be an honor. But she told the pastor, I will bring one of my handicapped friends with me.
那这个人就说好，那我可以去，但是我想要带一个有残疾的朋友一起来。
Pastor said, no thank you. We just want to hear from you.
那个牧师就说，哦，不用了，我们只想让你来教导我们就好了。
My friend Joy said, no thank you. If I can't bring one of my friends, I will not.
但我的朋友就说，不，如果我不能带我一个朋友来一起分享的话，我是不会来的。
So the pastor kind of reluctantly agreed that that would be all right.
所以那个牧师就极不情愿就同意了。
They arrived in Taiwan and the pastor told my friend Joy,please don't talk about Jesus. This is a secular, it's a professional class. Students are not all Christians. This is a professional class.
可是就是当我的朋友到达台湾之后，那个牧师就对他说，请不要谈论耶稣，因为这是一个公众的场合，也是一个世俗的场合，所以来的人都是很专业的，只要谈你的专业知识就好了。所以当那个 Joy 听到这些的时候，他非常的失望，也非常的就不知道怎么做。那他还是每天来教课，然后每一天的 Lauren 就坐在教室的后面。然后那个 Lauren 就在后边画图。
Joy would invite Lorianne to come up and show the class her pictures.
那每一天上课结束的时候，那个 Joy 就会邀请 Lorianne 到前面来，然后显给大家看 Lorianne 所画的画。
And tell them a little bit about those pictures.
然后让他讲述这些画的内容。
What's this one, Lorianne?
Lorianne, 你觉得这？Lorianne, 你觉得你画这个
what's this picture?
你有看到这幅画吗？这幅画是什么？
Jairus.
You remember the father whose daughter was so sick?
就是我刚最
She was sick. It was after Jesus.
He went ask Jesus to come.
Jesus to come. Why? You can tell your question.It's not for reason. This daughter. Remember, Edward is a careful dad. Did pray for this trip because he loved it. But who was beside me every night, we would take a break. Some of the guys were there near the fire. I told them, I must go quickly.Before night comes. Because what he found out to me, I was throwing up one of the bathrooms.
You were sick in the night, weren't you?
Yeah.
And Jairus' daughter was sick too. And who did he go to?
He is sick.
Who did he go to for help? Who did Jairus go to for help?
He asked the Lord for his mercy upon him.
He asked the Lord for his mercy. What did Jesus do?
He said, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Not really sleeping, but...
She's only sleeping.
She has to rise, the spirit of the one who sent me.
He took her hand and gave her life
again.
On
her.
So Lorianne talks about the pictures that she's drawn.
所以 Lorianne 刚就是讲图画中的故事，就是两个就是圣经上的一个故事，然后这个女儿病重了，这个父亲呢就来到耶稣面前求他去救女儿，但是正在这个时候就有人说他女儿已经死了，但耶稣就对他说不，他只是睡着了，所以呢耶稣就回到这个女儿面前抬起他的手，他的女儿就复活了，然后耶稣就对他说不用担心。所以当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就要来到神的面前来求神的怜悯和医治。
And the students in that class were amazed.
所以呢，在那个教室里的学生都被惊奇到了。
They were amazed at her knowledge of the Bible.
他们被 Lauren 对圣经的了解所惊奇到了。
They were amazed at her confidence in speaking before the class.
他们也被 Lauren 能够自信的在课前表达出他的想法所震惊到了。
And they could see that this young lady loves Jesus.
他们可以看到这个年轻的人，他非常的爱耶稣。
As a result of that, when Joy and Lorianne came back to Canada, it wasn't long before some of the students in Taiwan wanted to come for a visit.
所以呢，当 Joy 跟 Lori 回来加拿大的时候呢，那些在台湾的学生也想要来到这边的教会来拜访。
And over the years, four young women came to Canada and spent a year as volunteers with us.
那所以在过去的几年中有四个从台湾来的人经常在我们教会里做志愿者。
And then they went back to Taiwan and they began a little church.
然后所以当他们回到台湾的时候他们就开始建立一个小的教会。
A few years later, they came to Canada with four of their handicapped folks.
然后呢几年之后呢他们再一次来到加拿大的时候呢就带了另外他们有四个有残疾的同伴一起来。
Because two of them were ready for baptism.
因为有两个已经预备好要受洗了。
So they came all the way here so that we could have a baptism service together.
因为所以他们整个从台湾飞到加拿大来，就是想要跟我们一起来受洗，一起来敬拜神。
Lorianne's mother had prayed that her daughter would be a missionary.
她的妈妈在她出生之前就跟神祷告说，她的女儿可以成为一个宣教士。
And God answered that prayer.
神应许了这个祷告。
As you went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
这是约翰福音九章第一节到第五节，大家可以一起翻过去读。
His disciples.Asked him, Rabbi, who sinned,
this man, or his parents, that he was born blind,
neither this man.Sinned. And Jesus.
This happened.
So that
the work of God
might be displayed in his life.
感谢。约翰福音第九章一到四节，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人，是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，乃是要在他身上来显出神的作为来。”
Who sinned? The disciples asked him. Whose fault? Why did this happen? Was it the parents' fault? Was it the child's fault? Somebody must have done something wrong. This must be a punishment. This must be some kind of a curse.
那对于门徒来说，究竟是谁犯了罪？因为这人生来就是瞎眼的，那肯定是有人犯了罪。为什么会这样呢？
And sometimes the things that happen to us maybe are the result of our own actions.
当然，有时候发生在我们身上的事情，有可能是因为我们犯了罪而导致的结果。
But I love Jesus' answer. No, this happened. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. Jesus says.
但是我很喜欢耶稣的回答。他说，既不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。
And of course, we know that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
当然，我们知道我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But what he meant was, this is a punishment.
但是这并不是一个惩罚。
This happens so that the work of God
这个发生是因为神的作为
could be seen in his life.
可以在他的生命中被彰显出来。
This is a very profound verse, I believe.
我相信这是一个非常非常有重大影响的经文。
God's desire is that his work could be seen in our lives.
因为神的旨意就是希望他的功能够被彰显出来，他的荣耀能够被彰显出来。
And the challenges and difficulties that we face,
但是我们所面临的困难就是
are not sent as punishments,
我们只是可能会把它当作惩罚。
But as opportunities for the work of God to be seen in our response.
但其实这并不是惩罚，而是一个机会，一个机遇，让神的功可以被彰显出来，神在我们里面做工。
Can you see the work of God?
你们现在可以看到神的作为吗？
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
我们来祷告。
Called us and given us gifts.
谢谢耶稣，你呼召了我们，也给了我们各样的恩赐。
Lord, we pray that you would help us to see the gifts that you have given our brothers and sisters.
主啊，求你张开我们的眼睛，让我们可以看到你在众弟兄姐妹身上所给的恩赐。
May we rejoice in those things and encourage the people to use their gifts for your glory.
让我们可以真的彼此鼓励，让我们可以真的为你的荣耀，用你的恩赐来做工。
We pray that people might see your work.
我们也祷告，愿人都能够看出你的作为来。
In our lives too.
在我们的生命中能够彰显出你的作为来。奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
I have more to show you, but it's not enough this time.
我有很多想要跟大家分享，但是这次的时间不够了。
Thank you.
谢谢。